CBP investigating offensive Border Patrol Facebook group activity by Yasmin Aguilera. U.S. Customs and Border Protection, CBP, is investigating reports of racist and sexist social media activity by current and former Border Patrol agents in response to a ProPublica report of a Facebook group known as I'm 1015. According to screenshots by ProPublica, a nonprofit investigative news outlet, roughly 9,500 current and former Border Patrol agents are a part of the private group, where they have shared offensive content, including an illustration of Congresswoman Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez performing oral sex at an immigrant detention center. Commentators in the group referred to a drowned migrant father and his toddler as floaters. They also joked about tossing burritos at Hispanic members of Congress, including Ocasio-Cortez and El Paso Congresswoman Veronica Escobar, who plans to visit the detention center in Clint, Texas, according to screenshots by ProPublica. These posts are completely inappropriate and contrary to the honor and integrity I see and expect from our agents day in and day out, said U.S. Border Patrol Chief Carla Provost in a public statement. Any employees found to have violated our standards of conduct will be held accountable. The investigation comes amid public scrutiny of the CBP following reports of unsanitary and inhumane conditions at a Border Patrol facility housing migrant children, and last week's resignation of the head of the CBP, John Sanders. What these officers have posted online is despicable, racist, and absolutely unacceptable, said Jess Morales Roqueto, chair of Families Belong Together, a coalition of immigrant advocacy organizations, in a statement. They openly laughed on social media about a child who died on their agency's watch. Congress needs to hold CBP accountable for a culture of racism that is clearly evident across their ranks, and immediately close the camps to get children away from these sadists. This is not the first time government agents have been in hot water over social media comments and posts. In Philadelphia last week, 72 police officers were removed from their posts and placed on administrative duty after the Plainview Project, a research group, uncovered alleged racist posts by the officers. Similarly, St. Louis Circuit Attorney Kimberly Gardner barred 22 St. Louis police officers from bringing their cases to her office to prosecute last month over racists' social media activity.